Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have an artist. His name is Antonio Gilmore. He's non-union. He's done 3 reality shows. He wants to get into this business as an artist. Let's give Antonio a call and see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Antonio, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, hey, what made you even want to get into the acting business or the artist business or the entertainment business in the first place? What was your inspiration?
So my inspiration was just basically going through a lot, you know, at a young age and wanting to do better than what I was brought up around, getting to like the acting and even the modeling industry. And it's definitely coming from what I've been through and what I'm trying to get out of. And that's my inspiration and what's keeping me motivated and continuing to push me to move forward and try to do my best.
Really? Not one particular person like, hey, that guy can do it. I can do it. Anyone like that?
When I got older, yeah, like Tyler Perry and if people like that, you know, doing big things and basically coming from exactly where I came from, seeing him do such a big thing like that definitely is continuing to push me, you know, just as well as some of those childhood traumatic events I had encountered.
Yeah, Tyler Perry's pretty cool, man. He's a great example. He's out there kicking ass, man.
He is, and he came through the bottom. Now he's making all this money and doing all this amazing stuff. So it's really weird and like a blessing at the same time how you can go from not having nothing to having everything.
Yeah, that's cool. And I don't hear any bad thing about him. I don't hear any bad news on him. He's just all good.
Me either. Me. I don't hear nothing. I guess they don't show it, or maybe he's just, I don't know, but it's all good. But that's good, though.
Nah, I think he's just the cream of the crop, and he rises to the top, you know, and he's opening doors for people.
Oh, yes,
just like, man, I'm amazed about that guy. All right, so hey, so more about you. So what is your ultimate goal? You're going to do what you can, but 5-10 years from now, where's Mr. Gilmore going
to
be?
My ultimate goal, I don't really have to have the fame and stuff, but one thing that I am trying to work hard to is to make sure that I can keep a bag secured and to make sure that me and my family live more comfortable than what we are living now.
Mm-hmm.
My ultimate goal is just to be able to put as much content out there and do as much work as I can, so in 5-10 years from now, I'm able to live comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people say, hey, I don't want to be famous. I just want the money the famous people have. I don't want to be royalty. I just want to be treated like royalty.
Right. But and of course, you know, if fame comes along with it, then that's good too. But I'm just more so focusing on how I can make sure that I have income coming in and it's secured.
Hey, I like the way you do your hair, how you put it up in that like that Jiffy Pop type.
Is
that your style? Is that your signature kind of?
Yeah, you can say that's my style. You know, I don't really know how to do hair, and this is like my first time really have like a head full of curly hair. I used to not have hair at all.
Uh-huh.
So I can just like wet it and curl it up and put it in a man bun. But the signature style that I'm starting to work on is like having braids. I love having braids.
Mm.
So that's going to be my signature style coming soon. I hate sitting to get my hair done. It takes so long.
Yeah. Because I saw a couple that you had your braids, and I was wondering, was that your real hair or were those kind of extensions that you put in? But
yeah,
I think it's your real hair.
It's out of weave. Yeah, that's not my real hair. I wish I wanted to get that long, but not yet.
All right. So official Tatted Tony on Instagram. Are tattoos kind of addicting? Like when you get one, you want to get another one?
Yes, I love tattoos. I don't have that. I have about 6 of them, but I'm already planning my next one. I like tattoos way more than piercings.
Yeah.
Because piercings kind of hurt.
And your tattoos, it's not just a bunch of garbage put on there. It seems like everything you have is kind of meaningful and it looks good.
Thank you. Yep. Every tattoo I have, there's a meaning for it. The tattoo on my neck is a crown. Basically, I'd like, you know, I'm a prince. I'm a king. You know, I came from nothing to having more stuff than what I did have. I have my grandma's tattooed on me. I have no hate tattoos on me. All my tattoos mean something here.
That's cool. So, like, I'm a casting director. I'm looking at you, and I don't really know a nationality. I don't know if you're Latino or Latinx, as they call it now, or if you're African-American. I mean, you could seem like you could play, like, whatever.
Right. So, so I always get that, you know, I'm Latino and that I look like I'm Mexican. I love it. My mom, she's white, and my dad's black, so I'm black.
Oh, okay. That's great, man. It opens you up to a lot of different roles once you get out there up and running. So right now, you don't have an agent, right?
No, I don't have no agent right now.
So how are you getting work? How'd you get those three reality shows, or how are you working?
I'm going out searching and putting myself out there. I'm in Facebook groups. I use Backstage sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just applying and applying, and I've been blessed. Everything I've applied, so I'm getting called back even now. Really, I'm just working on my own right now. I'm hoping to get an agent or waiting for one to reach out to me. I'm not really sure how that process goes, but I feel like once I do have an agent, everything will go like a whole lot smoother and easier for me.
Yeah, so is it tougher? You're in North Carolina, right?
Right. But
they have studios and stuff out there. Is Atlanta far away from you to go audition there, or New York, or like where? What's your plan, or like what are you doing?
A lot of the people are providing transportation, so they're flying me out to Atlanta and New York, which Atlanta's only like 6 hours away from me, and I think New York is the same distance away from me going the other way. So I haven't really had to provide myself with transportation. It's been given to me.
Nice.
And then here in North Carolina, it's not really a lot of good agencies, because a lot of them here want you to pay. You know, I've been researching, and
wow,
from what I'm guessing is that you're not supposed to pay to be on shows or pay to do stuff. They're supposed to pay for you. Because, you know, I've been getting paid, and I haven't had to pay anything. So North Carolina is like a hit and miss, but I'm hoping to get out there in Atlanta and L.A. and New York and places like that where there's more opportunity.
Right. So the reality shows, you said you do three of them, and I see a lot of clips. It's the Mel Robbins show. What is that? Can you talk about some of your reality experiences?
I can talk about the Mel Robbins because it aired. But basically what that show was about was just me and my sister going onto the show. My sister is very overbearing, and she acts like my mom. So the point of the show was just to basically, you know, do you have a sister or someone that acts like your parent and acts like your mother? And I was like, hell yeah, I do. It's my sister. So we basically was able to go on there and just talk about it and figure out what kind of tools can we use for one another to basically come to a common ground and to not use a silent treatment on each other. But that experience, that was a really good experience. I enjoyed working with CBS and the Mel Robbins crew.
Right. Did they actually pay you for that? Where you got money?
Yep. They paid me. All the shows that I did, I got paid. I did another show on Fox and the one on MTV. The one on MTV will be airing in January. I'm not sure the exact date, but it's supposed to be the top of January. And then the one for Fox is supposed to be airing, I want to say, February, March. So those are the two I'm really, really looking forward to see.
What's the name of those? And what did you do on those, if you can talk about any of it?
So, okay, so I got to keep one of them a secret because of the plot twist to it. But one that's going to be airing on Fox is called Divorce Work.
Oh, yeah.
So me and my boyfriend went on there to basically just, you know, hash out some issues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was a mess. So I'm really ready for that one. Then the other one is just chaotic as hell.
Divorce Court pays cash, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that, and I really like that because that was I'm at Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta, so I love that.
So obviously you have headshots. Now, who did your headshots? You just had some friends do them? You just use digital cameras, or you use a photographer?
Okay, so yeah, like with the pictures I've been taking and stuff, I just got me a new iPhone, the iPhone 11, and I've been playing with it, and I love portrait mode. So the pictures that I've been taking have been from using my tripod and my, you know, my iPhone.
That's good. That's all you need. You can program it, right? They have iPhone Movie School where you can shoot a movie on your iPhone.
Yeah, they do have those movie apps like Triller, I think it's called. They have some stuff like, yeah, I love the iPhone. As far as like portrait shots and like headshots kind of professionally, someone here in my town, and I think it's like $700.
Wow.
It's a little cheaper than, you know, some of the places I have been hearing about. But I just, you know, wanted to play along with myself and just try to get myself out there before I start trying to like attach other people to me. I'm just trying to, you know, get myself put out there and let people know who I am.
Right.
And then have people come to me wanting to do headshots and things like that.
Exactly. So have you been producing any of your own content, or do you plan to do something like that?
So I do have a YouTube channel right now, which has been dead for a long time. I just stopped doing it. But now that you're starting to have things aired and I'm starting to do more things out there, I'm definitely going to start back filming my YouTube channel and start doing that. And then about maybe in like a year or two, maybe sooner, depending on how everything kicks off and gets me, I want to have some type of YouTube series that, you know, I produce for myself, have people come on. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be about yet, but I do want to do something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, you got to produce your own content. What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Okay, so right now my YouTube channel name is BoyfriendTV23, but once I get back on there, it's going to be changed to Official Tatted Tony, because that's the name I'm going by now, Tatted Tony. So everything will be branded with that.
Official Tatted Tony is like Instagram. I haven't really seen you on Facebook or Twitter, like some old stuff, but you're going to be getting back on that as well?
On Twitter, I just made me a Twitter not too long ago. I haven't posted much on there. I'm waiting for the show to air and get more attention on there. That way I can start using Twitter because I don't really use it.
Right.
But as far as Facebook, my real name's on there, but I do have a like page. It's called Official Tatted Tony.
Okay.
And on Instagram, it's Official Tatted Tony. And on Snapchat and Twitter, it's Official Tatted T.
Yeah, you got to keep getting tattoos now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to sign a tattoo that represents it. I'm going to try to figure out what that's going to be.
All right. So, hey, anybody else out there that's out there trying to accomplish their goals and dreams, you have any advice for them?
Of course. I want to say, like, no matter what happens, no matter who tries to downplay you or say your dreams aren't, you know, a dream of society. You know, some people want to be models. Some people want to be actors. And some people don't think that those are real jobs. They want you to be a lawyer or something like that. But if you in your heart know that you want to be a model or something, then go for it. Don't let nobody stop you. Push forward and live your dreams to the fullest, because at the end of the day, the only person that's going to be there for you is you. So you need to make sure that you're happy and you're living your goals, and don't let nobody stop you from doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then some other advice that I do want to give out, because I had a problem doing this. When you're someone out here as a viewer watching, you know, someone that you like on TV making all these moves, don't message them and ask, hey, how did you do it? Or what did you do? Or can you put me on? Because 9 out of 10, you're not going to get a response. Because something that, you know, I've learned from doing that and that I can make sense of it now is I've been trying to live my dreams for 3 years. I've been applying for reality shows. I've been applying for commercials. I've been doing all that for 3 years and never got one hit back until these past 4 months of my life, which has been awesome. So even if you had to wait 10 years before you get a hit back, do not give up. Just keep living your dreams and keep pushing forward. And that's really the advice that I can give them, guys.
Yeah, that's great advice, man. Because, you know, that's what the show's about. Someone be like, oh, man, I can't make it, man. I just did all this stuff. I feel like I'm just starting over. You know, they turn on the podcast. They hear maybe what you just said right now. It's like, damn it, I'm going to do it again this week. And it just keeps it going, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because just like any show, you know, if you didn't make it for season 1 or 2, that doesn't mean they won't call you back for season 3. That just means that you're not what they're looking for at that moment, and that's okay. You might be the best person on that cast, but, you know, they're not looking for that type of, you know, personality to come on. So never give up. Just wait it out. Some shows might not even be for you. No, don't just apply to shows. Make sure that show fits you and who you are as a person. If you're sweet, laid back, and drama-free, don't audition for, you know, Bad Girls Club or or something like that. Don't do that, because then you're going to look crazy and you're going to be miserable and not have fun.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Make sure what you're applying to is something that fits your lifestyle and who you are as a person.
Yeah, I guess me too. I do that too. I'm not going to waste my time submitting for that. It's not right. But people do it all the time for no reason. Stop it.
They do, and they look crazy being on that show because they can't fit in, because that's not who they are. So they're getting picked on, and it's just so much. So just make sure, you know, if it's for you, then go for it. If it's not for you, then don't force it.
All right, perfect. Hey, that's pretty much it. I'm trying to end season 2, calling a bunch of people that are non-union just starting out. Just want to give them a little shout out, say, hey, this is who I am, here's my Instagram, here's how to get a hold of me, call me, I'm open for business.
Yes, and that's me. And I want to thank you so much, Johnny. I appreciate that. And everyone, just make sure that you follow me on Instagram at Official Tatted Tony. That's like my most used platform. I'm always on that. My YouTube channel is Boyfriend TV 23 right now, but it will be changed to Official Tatted Tony. And that link will be in my Instagram bio. So if it changes, you can just go click the link and you'll be there.
Yeah, you got to go check this guy out, man. He's smooth. He's got the look. He's clean. He's just positive.
You look
good, man. I think you belong in this business, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wish you a lot of luck. I wish you a lot of luck. Hey, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to enlighten my audience and be on my show. Thank you so much, Official Tatted Tony.
Hey, thank you, Johnny. I really appreciate you, and thank you, too.
All right, bye-bye. The Official Tatted Tony, Antonio Gilmore. Thank you so much for your time, young man. I really appreciate you sharing your story with my audience. Tony is just one amazing young individual out there that's trying to make it. If you're listening, probably just like you. From now until the end of the year, till we start season 3, we're going to be putting in as many non-union up-and-comings as we can. I feel horrible. We had over 500 submissions this season, and only a few can actually make it on air. So my apologies if you submitted and we couldn't get to you. Hopefully in season 3 and in season 4, you will be on the podcast. I'd like to give a shout out and congratulations to a couple of my fiery red headed professional actresses that we interviewed last year. One of them in the over 50 category is Joey Jupiter Levin. She had an amazing career. She decided to be a mom and raise her children. She's back. She's getting 2019 credits, more in 2020 to come. She's been doing several plays. Joey Jupiter Levin, if you need an over 50s, beautiful, talented actress. Now, if you're looking for someone who's in their teens, early 20s, look no farther than Finley Daniel. She's always updated me on her career, but she wrote a letter which was pretty interesting, and she brings up a very good point. First of all, she just wrapped on a film. I think it's called Folie à Deux, and she had a great experience, and she had to overcome a lot of stuff. And she was actually a smoker on there, and she sent me some still shots, and it looks like she's a pretty darn good smoker, but she assures me she does not smoke in real life. But part of her letter says, after I finished filming, I left the very next day to catch a flight to Dallas, Texas for an acting workshop. Wow, she lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, but she's getting on a plane to go to Dallas to take an acting workshop. Do you think that's somebody you might want on your set? Somebody who's committed? Anyway, constantly being on the go and pursuing my career was so nice, but once everything settled, I caught myself getting sad. Is it the typical actor depression after you finish doing any work? Becoming a character, living with them through their experience, and being on set is amazing. But then the film is wrapped, and having to let go of that character and go back to school or a day job, it's just rough, and honestly, it sucks. I wish more people talked about this more in the industry. And then she sent me some still shots of her on the set. Amazing. So congratulations, Stanley. So proud of you. And she brings up a really good point, because I do that a lot. I go to an audition, it's already done, but for the next 2 days, I'm still like kind of that character. Or you go do a little small shoot and bam, you're still that character. You know, isn't there a song out there called Shake It Off? I guess you got to shake it off and move on to the next one. So thank you, Stanley, for writing me that letter. Coming up, we have Alana from the Greater London area. We have a person from Afghanistan. We have a mom who has not only one set of twins, she has two set of twins, and she's going to talk all about how you get twins into the business. And if you're a working professional actor making a living as an actor, you might want to submit for season 3 at actors2020podcast@gmail.com. Superstars only. And remember, wherever you're listening, be sure to like, share, comment, embed, download, leave a review, and comment wherever you're listening to Actors 2020 Podcast. Thank you so much for that.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this, all man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final final lesson here, of course, is number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor, to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.